We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And Robin Cole is joining us here. She's the executive director from Pawnee Mental Health Services. Dave was signaling to me we have a call here, so we're going to go to the phones. And good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I sat there and listened to the social comments and was thinking about Thanksgiving and the five extended families that are going to be there and the things we can't talk about. Each one of them had a child, excuse my language, completely off the rails. And now, having gone through that in our own home and with the other five families, that they're either in the Social Security care or they're in jail, the way they've got it now, three felonies and you're in jail for life. And, you know, it's gotten so much now, that I don't want to tell you about the suffering of those five families, but now, here, 15 years ago, the kids were playing the Fast and Furious game where they were learning to steal cars and shoot at each other and shoot at the cops and run from the cops and all those horrible things. And now they've got this TikTok game since we have our C-17 of isolation, and they're playing this game where the loser kills themselves. And the suicide rates, when you talk to the psychologists across the country, is just astonishing. And thank you so much for all your efforts being there. I know there's a lot of times there's nothing you can do about reaching out, but I just had to share with you about the five families that's going to be at our Thanksgiving, the things we can't talk about. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your call. I think your call is just kind of a sober reminder or a sobering reminder of how many families are affected by mental illness in the family or substance abuse disorders in the family or suicide. And it really is very sad, and it is a very sobering reminder. And I think it's important for us all to just remember that and to do what we can to try to support one another. You know, and we basically just sort of try to, you know, hit away at this just bit by bit and do what we can and talk about it and try to reduce the stigma that comes with talking about mental health, talking about substance abuse disorders. And I think that the more we talk about it and the more we try to educate and inform people, the more progress we'll make in this area. But we have a lot of work to do, and we just need to keep working together to try to affect change in this area. So thank you for calling.
We're going to speak with Robin Cole here from Pawnee Mental Health Services. And, you know, recently the USDA announced a bunch of distance learning and telemedicine program grants, and I know that Pawnee was the beneficiary of one of those.
Yes, I just cannot, I can't say enough about the way in which the U.S. Department of Agriculture has helped Pawnee Mental Health through their distance learning and telemedicine grant. And so for the last 3 years, the USDA has been working to try to improve the technical infrastructure or the internet infrastructure in rural counties throughout the United States. And we received our first Department of Agriculture grant in 2019, and that was for almost $500,000 to purchase equipment, laptops, headsets, you know, just a variety of different kinds of devices that we could use. And that funding, combined with other charitable giving, came in right before COVID-19 and was huge because it helped prepare us to be able to deliver services through telehealth. And then in October of 2020, we received our second distance learning and telemedicine grant from the Department of Agriculture. And that grant was for a little over $830,000. And then just last week, we received notice of our third award from the Department of Agriculture for almost $600,000. And so in 3 years, we've received nearly $2 million from the Department of Agriculture to improve our ability to beef up our telehealth technology infrastructure. And part of some of the really exciting things that we're going to be doing with this most recent grant is we're able to purchase laptops and headsets in all of our rural counties. And so again, our more densely populated counties are Geary and Riley. And then we have eight other counties that are classified as rural or frontier counties. And so we also, with this grant, will be able to purchase iPads and rolling carts that will be placed in hospitals and jails in the eight counties outside of Geary and Riley, so that if the jails or the hospitals have people who are in their care who need to have access to mental health care, we'll be able to provide those services through telehealth. We're going to be able to put equipment in the Pottawatomie County Health Department that will allow us to have clinicians in Riley County connecting with the health department in Pottawatomie County. And then this grant will also provide us funding for upgrading switches and routers and purchasing battery backups. And then there are a number of other smaller items that this funding will help provide. And I tell you, it's a huge blessing for our organization because, you know, community mental health has not been very well funded in recent decades. And so, you know, we're accustomed to really just sort of doing what we can with what we have. And this kind of a gift allows us to get up to the 21st century.
Yeah, well, that's good news, and I'm glad to see that the federal government is investing a little bit more heavily in mental health these days. And congratulations on that, and congratulations on the 65th anniversary. And we'll be talking again right before then, on the 18th.
Don't forget to go buy your tickets for Driving the Dream next Thursday night.
All right. Appreciate it. Robin, thanks so much. We'll talk again soon. It's going to wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow, we got the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition and others to talk here on In Focus.